I have heard teachers tell their students that hair is uncountable. So anything made of hair is uncountable. Hair was on the list of uncountable things. This list is wrong because the teacher is trying to create a difficult-to-learn grammar rule to cover confusion with word meaning. I have a beard. I have beard. Hair is countable if you can count it. Beards are easily counted. 1. Girls' pigtails and ponytails are also easily counted, usually 1 or 2. Someone who is bald and has only 3 surviving hairs also has countable hair. 3. Since there are so many individual hairs on a person's head, they are treated as an uncountable material, like bread or water. She has hair on her head. There is water in the cup. I ate bread for lunch. Some of my students tried to count all the hairs on a girl's head. They undid her braids and tied her hair into many small ponytails. Then a different girl counted the hairs in each ponytail. After about 40 minutes, they added up the result. Her hair had become a countable number of individual hairs. She has 88,158 hairs on her head. Grapes are treated the same as hair. They are countable because you can count them. The phrase, 2 bunches of grapes, counts bunches when we have not bothered to count the actual grapes. Normally, we do not use a plural form, like grapes, for uncountable words. Since we can count the grapes easily, we add an S onto the end. We can pull 3 grapes off the bunch, and then those 3 grapes are countable.